You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Are the Pistons going to make a trade this year? They've been pretty active in-season traders so far under Stan Van Gundy. They traded for Tobias Harris last year, Reggie Jackson the year before. Not afraid to shake things up, but this year is a little different. The Pistons finally have a core together that Stan Van Gundy put together. Only two incumbent players left from when he took over the roster. That's Andre Drummond and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I think a lot of those in-season trades, the willingness to make in-season trades, was about the fact that Van Gundy was coaching players that he didn't pick. There was no, I don't think loyalty is quite the right word, because it's not a sense of loyalty, a sense of duty to them to keep them together, but they weren't necessarily players that Van Gundy wanted. They were just kind of players he got, whether he wanted them or not. It was just luck of the draw, and you go around the whole league and allow Van Gundy or any general manager, any team president, to assemble their roster. It's going to be different names, different faces. So I think Van Gundy was more active just because he wanted to turn this roster over and get his guys in, guys he was comfortable coaching, who he thought fit his system. So this year is a little different in that the roster is one that Van Gundy wants, but it's also a year where the team is struggling. The Pistons have disappointed. This has just not been a good year up to expectations after last year when Detroit took a step forward, got into the playoffs as a young team, and then brought back this core. It hasn't worked so far up to expectations, but that doesn't mean the Pistons will cut bait. Now, Van Gundy said he talked to Tom Gores, Pistons owner Tom Gores, when the team was in LA. He said they met for a few hours and talked about the status of the team. And according to Van Gundy, Gores' message is basically like, hey, this is only a few-week rough patch. In the grand scheme of things, it's not too bad. And I think that's mostly true. Mostly. The way it's not true is in that a six-week rough patch brings you down in the standings. It's an anchor that's going to be tied to you all year. So it's going to be harder to make the playoffs because of that. Even if the team regresses to the mean and plays better, and I think it will, I think the schedule's going to get easier. The team will be healthier. I think just a little bit of better fortune is going to help. Even if all that happens, they're still dragged down by losing a lot of these games during this rough stretch. So I think that should impact decisions for this year. Maybe not super long-term decisions, but decisions about how to proceed for this year, especially with pending free agents. But it's not up to me. And Gore's message, again, according to Van Gundy, was that don't overreact to just a few weeks. Keep going the direction the team is going. And I think there's some logic to that in the long run. Another thing Van Gundy said was that this is via Rod Beard of the Detroit News. Here's the quote from Van Gundy on the possibility of the Pistons making a trade. Quote, it'd have to be a deal that in our mind was a pretty obvious step forward. We're not looking to make change for the sake of change, end quote. And that's something GMs, presidents, coaches say all the time. Not looking to make change just to make change. Sometimes they are looking to make change just to make change. They never or very rarely admit it. But sometimes they just feel like things have gotten stale. There needs to be a shakeup. I tend to take Van Gundy at face value on this, that the team would not make a neutral move, a move that, not that you can ever have this and pinpoint it with such accuracy, but if there were a trade that were exactly neutral but just moved around the faces in the locker room, I don't think they'd do that. Maybe they should, maybe they would, but that's my reading of it, is that they wouldn't. That there's some chemistry here, and even though that chemistry has appeared to be off, even though the starting lineup the Pistons wanted to use this season, even since Reggie Jackson has gotten back, even though that lineup has struggled, that there's still some underlying chemistry here that the Pistons think can work over time, and they don't want to disrupt that. Historically, there is value in continuity. I think the Pistons are embracing that they've mostly locked in their core. The one player who's not locked in is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And I think I've been more open to the idea that the Pistons could trade KCP than most people. I don't think they will. Never thought they would. But he's going to be a restricted free agent. He's going to command a lot of money, maybe even a max contract, probably north of $20 million starting salary. You add in the raises. It's going to be a big contract, make him the team's highest paid player probably. Would the Pistons trade him before it came to that? Sometimes you see this, where a player is going to be a restricted free agent. Forward-thinking teams decide ahead of time whether they want to pay the player or not, and then deal him first. Well, if the Pistons are having any hesitations about paying Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, they are sure hiding them well. The first thing is an article from Mark Stein of ESPN, who reported that around league circles, the idea is that the Pistons' most untouchable player is Andre Drummond, and number two is KCP, passing Reggie Jackson. And I think Mark Stein got that talking to other teams in the league, getting a sense of what the Pistons would be willing to do when those teams talk trade with the Pistons. I don't think any of those three players is going anywhere, but the fact that KCP is up there, that says something about the Pistons' intentions, and so does Tom Gore's recent comments. He said that KCP should be a Piston, that he likes KCP, likes what he brings to the team, and KCP should be a Piston. He talked about his fondness for KCP personally, seeing him grow from a shy young player into somebody who's more of a leader. And again, I think there's mostly truth to that. I don't think this is a bluff to dissuade other teams from trying to sign him to an offer sheet this summer. I don't think this is a bluff to try and drive up the asking price in trade. I think there's a legitimate desire for the Pistons to bring KCP back. I think they understand what he brings to the team, how difficult he'd be to replace, and aren't trying to get what they can in a trade and then sign who they can. That wouldn't necessarily be the wrong move, depending on what the return would be. But most likely, if the Pistons are willing to pay for KCP to come back, re-signing him is their best move. There's a risk it puts them into luxury tax territory, but they can do some things around the edges to get under the tax, whether that's, you know, maybe trading somebody like John Luehr, or not re-signing Reggie Bullock, or trying to trade Boban Marjanovic if you can find a cheaper replacement. There are ways to get under the tax if it comes to it, where you don't disrupt the starting lineup, the most important player on the team, by letting KCP go. A lot of the speculation that the Pistons could let KCP go because it gets too expensive, if they keep him past the trade deadline, I would be shocked if they don't match any offer sheet or just sign him outright. He's too important to this team. The time to decide on him is now, and the Pistons are giving off every indication that they plan to keep him. All right, a few injury notes. Obviously, we're keeping a close eye on KCP. He did not practice today. Surprisingly, neither did Andre Drummond nor Aaron Baines. Drummond is battling a knee injury. He left the game against the Lakers, came back, was still sore. Van Gundy said he's going to have an MRI later today, which is a little scary. A Pistons spokesman told reporters that Drummond's fine, will probably play against the Hawks, which would be welcome. As much as we've lamented KCP being out, because he might be the team's most irreplaceable player just based on the roster breakdown, Andre Drummond is still the Pistons' best player. Not very close. He's probably not properly appreciated in Detroit. People have gotten to the point where the air of good feeling is over. People are focusing too much on Drummond's flaws, where he struggles, what he doesn't bring, how he hasn't progressed. And some of that is true. Drummond has not progressed as much as anybody has hoped since he's come to the league. But when you say that, you also have to acknowledge how much better he was as a rookie than anybody expected. He was already very good. He's still very young, still time for him to get it together. And just still right at this very moment, very good. You got to ride it out with him, but you need him on the court. So if he's out for any period of time, that's a big deal. I've said this over and over, and it remains true. Every game matters for the Pistons now. There is no margin for error. If the breaks go right, they could have a decent first-round playoff matchup. If the breaks go wrong, they're going to be out of the postseason. It could be one game that makes the difference between being in that 4-5 series and being out of the playoffs entirely. That's how close it is in the East. so little separation between these teams. So when every game matters, you need your best player on the court. Baines, who's also battling a knee injury, that's a little certain, but the Pistons have another backup center in Boban Marjanovic, who is of a similar caliber, maybe even better, less equipped to handle certain matchups. And we'll talk more about how those centers would match up with the Hawks tomorrow. We'll have a better idea of their health. But Boban can come in and play, and that's not really a problem. It becomes more of a problem if Drummond is also out, and if Lure continues to be out, although he practiced and seems to be on the right track. It's just a matter of when. Much more optimistic about Lure. KCP, still hanging out there, still something to be concerned with. Not really sure how that's going to go yet. Hopefully we'll have more of an update on those players tomorrow. I will talk about that game against the Hawks, a little bit more about what the Pistons can do in a trade. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.